I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to share with you.
其实这是第二次的机会,
and this is my second chance.
因为我错过了一次,
because I missed one.
神是给我们第二次机会的神,
but we have a God who gives us second chance.
所以我很珍惜,
so I really treasure this opportunity.
而且感谢神我们是在爱的饼杯面前先有聚集,
and we thank the Lord that we can first gather before the table of love.
然后我们有爱的诗歌开始,
and then we can begin with a hymn of love.
所以我们下面愿意在这个爱中,
so as we follow on, we want to follow in the spirit of love with fellowship. And let us first spend a moment of quietness. Before I begin, let us all have a moment of quietness. And I trust our Lord has heard our prayers. So let us begin by reading a few scriptures.
第一处是在哥林多后书的5章14到15节。
First portions in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
这是今天我跟石桥弟兄我们共同来分享的一处的章节。
Which is also the theme verse for both me and our brother Michael.
这是一段关于追求的章节。
It is a verse about pursuing.
在属灵里面的追求。
It is our spiritual pursuit.
好，我们可以中文可以一起来读哈。We
can read the Chinese together first.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
English together, for the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
好, 第二处的经节是在哥林多前书的1章22到24节。
Second portion in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22 to 24.
哥林多前书1章22到24节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22 to 24.
犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传定十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
Verse 22, for indeed Jews ask for signs and Greeks search for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block and to Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
然后还有一处的章节,是在腓立比书3章18-19节。
And one more portion in Philippians chapter 3, verse 18 and 19.
腓立比书3章18到19节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 18 and 19.
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的杜甫，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
For many walk, of whom I often told you and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things.
好，那我们圣经就读到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading for now.
今天我的负担是跟大家一起来思想关于属灵的追求。
So my burden this morning is to share with everyone about spiritual pursuit.
那我分享的在刚才的第一处章节里面的这一段呢，就是 不再为自己活。
What I will share from the first portion that we read is that no longer live for ourselves.
或者可以讲向自己死。
In another word to say is to die to ourselves.
那我们弟兄会交通在主面前活。
And our brother will share to live before the Lord.
所以我是讲死。
So I will talk about death.
这是我的负担。
And that's my burden.
希望神来帮助。
And I hope the Lord can help me.
因为这不是人愿意听的一件事情。
Because it's not a matter that's pleasing to the ear.
为什么我们不直接进入复活呢？
How come we don't jump straight into resurrection?
刚才的经节如果说基督的爱激励我们，让我们就这样活在，让活着的人就为着替我们死而复活的主活，不就很好了吗？
If the scripture was read so that he resurrected for us, so that we can live for those for him who rose for us.
死并不是目的。
But death is not the purpose.
我们属灵的追求不在这里。
And our spiritual pursuit is not just in death.
但死是必须的一个经历。
But death rather is a inevitable path.
而且需要我们来操练。
And we have to practice it.
这也是一个属灵追求的根基。
And that is also our spiritual pursuit's foundation.
我们现在查经是读到哥林多前书。
And in our Friday night Bible study, we've been reading 1 Corinthians.
我们看到在哥林多教会里面有许多的软弱、迷惑、罪恶。
We see that in the church in Corinth, there were many weaknesses, many confusions, many sins.
因为他们在属灵的追求上出错了。
Because they went off track in their spiritual pursuit.
他们在这个建造里面脱离了一个根基。
And they have been building off the foundation.
因为如果追求对的话
Because if we have been pursuing correctly,
我们应该很丰富
We should have received much richness
充满了能力充满了智慧
We should have been filled with power, filled with wisdom
所以今天如果在我们中间
So if today among us,
有我们经常陷在罪中的弟兄姐妹
We have brothers who are fallen into sin
有在聚会里面无精打采的。
We have brothers and sisters who have no energy in the meetings.
或者在家里面你是充满征战的。
Or at home we have experienced much strife.
在你的工作生活里面满了都是忧虑。
And much sorrows and anxiety in our work and our lives.
你感觉啊，不管你信主的年日有多久。
And sometimes we feel it doesn't matter how long we have believed in the Lord.
你好像还是走在一个旷野里面。
We are still walking in the wilderness.
你还是感觉自己是一个像倒闭的人。
We feel like we're about to fall.
那我们需要来看一看。
And we need to examine ourselves.
从哥林多人上来看，这个追求在哪里出错了。
To examine ourselves according to the book of Corinthians, where have we gone off track?
在讲到哥林多人追求的时候，
To talk about the pursuit of the Corinthians,
在圣经里面用两种人来表达。
And in the Bible, two groups of people, two types of people were mentioned.
这两种都是世上的人。
And both are the people of the world.
因为对于蒙召、对于信主的人，我们不分犹太人，不分希利尼人。
Because for all those who are called, those who believe in the Lord, there is no Greek or Jews.
所以哥林多人的追求，概括起来讲，就是世人的追求。
But the pursuit of the Corinthians, if we can conclude it in that way, that it is a pursuit of the world.
这两种追求我们先来看。第一种叫做犹太人是要神迹。
And we'll see it in two portions. First of all, they say the Jews seek for signs.
那要神迹这件事代表什么呢？
What does it mean that they ask for signs?
犹太人总是代表宗教的世界。
In the Bible, the Jews always represent a religious world.
宗教的世界里面特点是什么？
And what is the character of a religious world?
就是不信。
That is not unbelief.
所以在这个犹太人要神迹这件事情里面，他们求神迹，其实他们不信神。
In this matter that they are asking for signs, even though they are asking for miracles, but they do not believe.
我们有没有在聚会里面是这样的弟兄姐妹？
Do we have brothers and sisters in our fellowship that is like this?
当耶稣行了许多的神迹，其中包括用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人之后。
When Jesus was on the earth, he performed many signs and miracles, even after he fed 5,000.
很多人追随他。
Many people followed after him.
他们是要神迹，是不是？
They were asking for more signs.
但主耶稣说你们只不过是要吃饼得饱
But the Lord Jesus says you just wanted to be fed
或者说他们追求的是自己的满足跟需要
In another way of saying that they are pursuing after their own satisfaction and their own need
所以再多神迹给他们也没用
So it doesn't matter how many signs the Lord performs for them
我们也记得在旷野里面的时候
You remember back in the wilderness
当以色列人从埃及进到旷野这么多的神迹带领他们。
When the Israelites were led by so many signs and miracles out of Egypt into the wilderness,
但是谁给他们好处，他们就敬拜谁。
But whoever shows goodness to them, they started to worship them.
所以他们开始拜偶像。
So that they started to worship idols.
刚刚出了埃及。
They just left Egypt.
刚刚在西乃山下。
They just came under Mount Sinai.
他们就照着自己的意思造一个金牛犊。
And soon after, they, according to their own appetite, they have built this golden calf.
犹太人还有一个特点。
And there's another character.
在宗教里面。
In the religious world.
就是用法利赛人来代表的。
That it's represented by the Pharisees.
他们从来不凭信心到神面前。
They do not come before the Lord by faith.
他们都是凭自己。
They always come before the Lord by their own deeds.
凭着他们的行为。
According to their own merits.
圣经上记载一个法利赛人这么祷告。
And the Bible recorded there was a Pharisee that was praying.
他自言自语。
He was praying to himself.
他说我不像那个罪人。
He says, I am not like that sinner.
我献上十分之一。
I give my tithe.
我一周进食两次。
I fasting twice a week.
在我们中间有没有这样的弟兄姐妹
？Do we have brothers and sisters that pious like this?
到神面前，法利赛人的祷告就是他不求什么。
And this Pharisee comes before God and he did not ask for anything.
所以我们如果在神面前没有追求的话
，So if we have nothing to pursue before the Lord,
那我们就是在神面前的法利赛人。
Then we can become a Pharisee before the Lord.
因为我们不依靠神
，Because we're not relying on him.
我们也不求什么
，We do not ask him for anything.
那我还可以讲很多
，And I can say go on and on.
但是我们继续往下
，But we'll continue.
对不起，在之前我还是举一些例子
，And I'll give you one example at least.
比如有些人信主之后。
For example, some have believed in the Lord.
他是以他得着多少好处来决定跟不跟随神。
And he or she would decide whether they want to follow the Lord by how many blessings they receive.
这是犹太人求神迹。
And that is like a Jew asking for signs.
你给我一个好工作，我这辈子都跟随你。
Give me a good job, and I'll follow you all my life.
那还有追求在主以外、自己以外的其他的东西。
And there are those also who are pursuing outside.
比如工作
For example,
主里的工作
services in the Lord,
或者能力
or powers,
因为神迹代表能力
because science means they are powers,
甚至追求恩赐
or even gifts and blessings,
但这些都可以成为我们的偶像
but these can also become our idols.
那下面我们来看第二种追求
and we see the second type of pursuit,
是希利尼人求智慧
and that it says the Greeks search for wisdom.
希利尼人代表这个知识跟文化的世界
，and Greeks represent the world of culture and education.
所以他们追求这世上的智慧。
So they're searching for wisdoms in the world.
但这些智慧在圣经上讲都是虚空，都是败亡。
But in the Bible, all these wisdoms are vanities and they are false.
希利尼人求智慧，他们最大的特点是什么
？And what's the greatest characteristics of the Greeks searching for wisdom？
他们求自己的荣耀。
They're looking for their own glory。
所以，如果一个人在知识上追求的时候
，So if someone is pursuing knowledge，
在圣经上讲会让人自高自大。
In the Bible says he will be puffed up。
我前一段参加一个同学的聚会
，And I went back to our classmates' reunion。
是中午吃饭。
And we had a lunch together。
我可以说是非常难受
，and I was not very comfortable，
因为他们讲只有两件事
，because they only talk about two things，
完全插不上话
，and I have nothing to say on these matters。
一个是股票
，one is stock，
一个是藤校
，the other is Ivy League schools。
所以我左边坐的他们的孩子有去 Duke， 有去哈佛的
，and on my left hand side my classmates' kids went to Harvard and Duke。
右边是哥伦比亚
，and the other one on the right hand went to Columbia。
我插不上话
，and there's nothing I can say。
所以，在世界上来求智慧的话，他们会把神的东西都当成愚拙。
So those who are pursuing knowledge in this world or wisdom in this world, the things of God will become foolishness to them.
我也不觉得他们愿意听我讲什么。
And I don't think they want to hear anything I have to say.
所以圣经上讲。他们若知道的话，若有神的智慧的话，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
That's why the Bible says, if they knew the wisdom of God, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
那在教会里面，在我们弟兄姐妹中间有没有这样的例子呢
？But in the fellowship, do our brothers and sisters are like that?
是不是信主的人不在这个情形里面
？Is it true that all believers are no longer in that condition?
我们是不是有的时候落在这样一个情形，就说我比你懂
？Or are we also falling into the same condition where someone will say, "I know more than you"?
你怎么连这个都不懂？
How do you not even know this?
太不属灵了。
Too unspiritual.
或者自己愿意做教师。
Or that you want to be teachers already.
我们愿意讲一些二手的经历。
We like to share from second-hand experiences.
但这样并不能造就人。
But we cannot build each other up.
真正能造就人的是爱心。
A true edification, only love can edify.
在希利尼人的追求里面没有这个。
But the Greeks were not pursuing after love.
甚至我们里面会有嫉妒、纷争、结党。
Even to a point that we have strifes and envy and contention between us.
没有时间，但是如果你们看在旷野里面的经历，有许多的背叛。
We don't have much time to go into it, but if you see the wilderness, there's much rebellion.
比如可拉党。
For example, the group of Korah.
所以谈到这两种的追求之后。
And when we see these two different pursuits,
我们如果把它总结起来，
and if we conclude it,
哥林多人他们是信主的人，
and we see these Corinthians, they are believers in the Lord.
但是他们追求是世人的追求，
but they're pursuing after the things of the world.
如果总结在几个字上的话，
so if we can summarize,
就是为自己活，
that they live for themselves.
大家记得为自己活。
I want you to remember that they live for themselves.
这是哥林多人他们的特点。
And that is the character of the Corinthians.
他们以自己的私欲来做自己的决定。
And they decide upon based on their own appetite.
所以在圣经上讲，他们行事就是基督十字架的仇敌。
So the Bible says they are even called the enemies of the cross of Christ.
而且他们的结局就是沉沦。
And their result is destruction.
所以我们不能不想到。旷野里面的故事。
So we have to remember the stories in the wilderness.
为什么神带以色列人出了埃及之后要进入旷野呢？
Why did the Lord bring Israelites out of Egypt only into the wilderness?
为什么不直接让他们出了埃及就算到了西乃山？
Why didn't the Lord bring them straight to Mount Sinai?
然后把会幕建立起来之后，
And then after they can build the tabernacle,
这是出埃及记结束的地方。
And that would be the end of Exodus.
直接进到约书亚记。
From Exodus, you can enter straight into the book of Joshua.
进到迦南里面。
Enter into Canaan.
过了约旦河。
Then you can pass through Jordan.
为什么要有这么一段旷野的经历？
Why did the Lord plan such a long way in the wilderness?
旷野里面我们记得的最印象最深的就是两个字，叫倒闭。
And you remember one word that repeated over and over, it is that they died, they fell.
就是死。
That is death.
所以我们现在来想想我们的今天。
So if we remember us today,
我们今天信了主。
Today we ourselves have believed in the Lord.
罗马书上讲，我们受洗是归入基督的什么？
Romans said we are baptized into Christ's what? Do you remember?
对，很多弟兄姐妹可以说出来。
Many people remember.
归入他的死。
That we are baptized into his death.
然后才叫我们一举一动怎么样？
And then that we have.
一举一动有新生的样子。
We live according to the newness of life.
所以属灵经历的第一个经历，
So the very first experience in our spiritual life, it is death.
很多人不了解，他们愿意越过这个。
For many people, they do not fully understand. They want to bypass it.
所以保罗一定要跟哥林多人讲清楚建造的根基在哪里。
So Paul had to be very clear with the Corinthians. Where is the foundation for their building?
哥林多前书前几章就是讲到这个根基。
And that the first few chapters of the first Corinthians is about this foundation.
所以我们现在来看看这个追求的根基是什么。
So we can see right now what is the foundation of our pursuit.
刚才我们所读的章节在哥林多前书第一章第二十三节。
Earlier we read from chapter 1 verse 23.
我们却是传钉十字架的基督。
But we preach Christ crucified.
钉十字架的基督是这个建造的根基。
This Christ crucified is the foundation of our building.
神也讲能力。
And the Lord also talks about power.
神也讲智慧。
He also talks about wisdom.
但是对蒙召的人来讲。
But to those who are called.
信主的人来讲。
So to those who believe in the Lord,
神的能力最大的能力是死里复活的能力。
The greatest power of God is the power of resurrection out of death.
主耶稣讲，这个世代没有其他的神迹。
Our Lord Jesus says, there's no other signs for this generation.
没有其他的能力。
There's no other power.
只有一个约拿的神迹。
There's only the power of Jonah.
就是人子死而且复活，三天之后复活。
That the Son of Man will die and raise again in three days.
这个世界也只有 一个智慧在神里面。
And there in God there is only one wisdom for this generation.
在人灭亡的人以为愚拙。
For those who are perishing, it is foolishness.
就是十字架的道理。
That is the way of the cross.
十字架是我们自己的旨意跟神的旨意有冲突，最后得解决的地方。
The cross is the solution when our will comes to a crossroad with God's will.
十字架是有一个人说不照我的意思，照你的意思。
At the cross is where one man will say, not according to my will, but your will be done.
是一个人愿意死在神面前，让神的旨意完成。
It is where a person is willing to die so that the will of God can be accomplished.
希利尼人不懂这样的智慧。
The Greeks cannot accept such wisdom.
也拒绝这样的智慧。
And they will reject such wisdom.
但是弟兄姐妹，让我们记得。
But let us remember.
迦南地代表的是什么？
What does Canaan represent?
里面是流奶与蜜之地。
It is a land flowing with milk and honey.
就是基督，就是丰富。
That is the richness in Christ.
但是谁能够进到迦南地？
Who can enter into such richness?
很少，第一代的人。
Very few the people from the first generation.
几乎是没有。
Almost none.
因为迦南地代表是过约旦河的人。
Because Canaan is for those who can cross over the river
Jordan. 是从死亡之后胜过他进到迦南地的人。
Who can go through death and overcome death to enter into Canaan.
这些人到了约旦河这边，第一件事是在吉甲行割礼。
So when they crossed over Jordan, the first thing they did was circumcision at Gilgal.
所以他们是一些脱离肉体的人。
And these are the people who had dealt with their flesh.
而且这些人是征战的人。
And these are the people who knows how to wage warfare.
在耶利哥这个征战之前，
even before the battle of Jericho,
他们的首领约书亚，
their captain Joshua,
曾经见到神的使者。
He saw an angel of God.
他敬拜，然后说：“照着你的带领，我们去征战。”
He fell on his face in worship, saying, "We will fight according to your will, your lead."
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果不经过旷野的道路，
Brothers and sisters, if we have not gone through the way of the wilderness,
如果我们为自己活不被对付掉的话，
if we cannot deal with this fact that we still live for ourselves,
我们不可能成为一个为神征战的人，
then there is no way that we are able to battle for the Lord.
不可能成为一个活在主面前的人，
there will be no way for us to live before God's presence.
不管我们怎么追求，都不在神的心意里。
No matter how we pursue, we will be off track.
我们真的不可能来经历神一切的大能跟预备。
It would have been impossible for us to experience all the power and the preparation and the provision that the Lord has prepared.
所以主耶稣曾经对门徒这么讲，这是旷野的道路。
So Jesus has told his disciples that this is the way of the wilderness.
若有人跟从我，
if anyone will follow me,
就当怎么样？
He ought to
舍己，
deny himself,
天天怎么样？
Daily, take up his cross.
背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Take up his cross daily and follow after.
弟兄姐妹，这一条死的路。
This is a way of death.
但是我们不能越过这条路。
But we cannot skip over this.
不然我们属灵所有的都不在一个真正的根基上面建造。
Otherwise, we could not have been building on the right foundation.
脱离了十字架，没有能力，也没有智慧。
Without the cross, there will be no other power, no other wisdom.
这样是我们一定要经历的事情。
And this is something we must also experience.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
死之后一定是活。
After death, there must be resurrection.
但是记得。
But do remember.
活之前一定要死。
Before resurrection, there has to be death.
那我再讲一个小故事。
And I will give you a quick example.
这是讲在沙漠里面彼得的故事。
And there was a story of a desert Pete.
这故事讲到在很多年以前，
And in the story there was many years ago,
有一个疲惫的旅客，他在烈日的下面来行走。
There was a weary traveler, he was walking in the desert under a scorching sun.
这时候他的水已经完全用尽了。
At this time he has exhausted his water source.
那他也知道他再得不着水的话，就要倒闭在旷野里。
He knew if he could not renew his water supply, he would have died in the desert.
这时候很远的地方，他看见一个小小的避难处。
And from far away, he saw a little sheltering hut.
到了之后，他发现里面没有人。
And when he got there, he realized there's no people living in there.
但里面却有一个古旧的水泵。
But there was a very old water pump.
然后他就试着来崩。
And he tried to pump water from it.
一滴水都没有,
and there is no water coming out.
干干的,
completely dry.
然后他才发现在这个水泵旁边, 一个小铁罐里面装着一个纸条,
and he realized next to the pump there was a little can with a note inside.
在里面有这样写的几句话,
in the note, there are few things written there.
亲爱的旅客,
it says, Dear stranger,
自从1932年6月份开始, 这个水泵就开始工作了。
Since June 1932, this pump was working.
我相信这是一个真实的故事。
And I think this is might be a true story.
因为我已经更换了一些零件, 它起码可以再工作很多年的时间。
And the note continues that I have replaced the washer in it, so it should have worked for quite some years.
但是, 这个水泵现在是干的。
But right now, the water pump is dry.
在北边的白色岩石下面, 你可以找到埋着的一罐水。
And there is a rock. Under a white rock, I buried a jar of water.
那里面有刚刚足够的水, 可以倒在水泵里面, 把它启动。
That jar of water had just enough water so that it can pour into the water pump to prime it.
但如果你喝掉其中任何的水, 就不足够。
But if you drink the jar of water out of thirst, then you will not have enough water to pump.
你要相信,
you have to believe.
因为这底下的井从来没有干过,
because the well has plenty of water. It has never been dry.
把水倒进去之后, 你要上下的来抽取,
after you prime the pump, then you can pump it.
不要停,
do not stop.
活水会上来,
then living water will come out.
这个水足够你洗脸,
and there is enough water for you to wash your face.
足够你洗脚,
enough water for you to wash your feet.
足够你喝,
enough water for you to drink.
足够你拿给你的同伴,
and enough water even for your companions.
足够你为你以后的旅程来预备,
it's enough for your journey ahead of you.
但是你记得,
but remember,
离开之前,
before you leave,
把这个水罐装满,
refill that water jar.
用抽出来的活水,
use the new water you have pumped out,
埋在那个岩石的下面,
and again bury that jar under the rock,
为着后面的旅客,
so that other travelers behind you will use it.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 这是给我们讲的故事,
and this is a story that we can use,
如果你在属灵的追求里面,
in our spiritual pursuit,
你在旷野里面,
we are in the desert,
你遇到一个古旧的十字架,
we have seen an old rugged cross,
你知道 耶稣说信他的人从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
You have heard and you believe that Jesus said whoever believes in him out of his innermost will have rivers of living water.
他就是曾经的灵磐石随着以色列人供应他们的水。
The Lord Jesus himself was that spiritual rock that followed the Israelites and supplying water for everyone.
从来没有干过。
He had never been dry.
但是你有没有信心这个水泵真的会工作?
But do you have the faith that this water pump does work?
你把水, 这罐水挖出来之后,
Once you have found this jar of water,
神已经供应我们一切的需要,
the Lord has already supplied all our need.
但是只有这一世间,
but there is only one moment.
你是把它喝掉, 满足你现在的饥渴呢?
In this moment of test, do you drink the water to quench your own thirst?
还是凭着信心,
or by faith,
舍掉你自己的这个欲望,
you can put down your own desires,
把这个水倒到水泵里面,
and pour out this water, and
虽然当时是干干的,
even though at the time it seems dry,
但是你操练,
but you exercise,
天天来舍己,
and daily exercise to deny yourself,
背起你的十字架来跟随你,
take up your cross,
水会上来,
there will be water.
现在我想把这个问题摆在大家面前,
so I leave this question with all of you.
选择是每个人的,
that choice is for everyone.
每个人的选择也有后果,
and with every choice there is also consequence.
今天你可以保留自己,
today we can preserve ourselves,
但总有一天我们要站在审判的神面前,
but one day we'll come before the judgment throne of God.
你甚至自己都会问自己, 当时我为什么,
perhaps we at that time will even ask ourselves, why did we just care only for ourselves and drink that water? Or perhaps we can be like Paul. He who was controlled by the love of God.
刚才那个纸条, 这个故事,
and even though at that time that story was for this guy called Desert Pete.
但是保罗读到的是神的话。
But what Paul read was the word of God.
他照着神的命令去行。
According to the will of God, and he acted accordingly.
因为他爱主。
Because he loved the Lord.
其实弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的气息都是神给的。
Every breath we have came from the Lord.
神的爱今天应该足够激励我们。
And his love is enough to constrain us.
把水倒在水泵里。
So that we can also pour out the water into the pump.
所以当保罗一生殷勤服侍。
So as Paul finished his whole life of diligent service.
他在这一世间照着神的旨意。
And he lived according to God's will throughout his life.
在离开之前。
And before his departure.
他把这个水罐装满。
And he filled that jar again.
把他的追求跟我们讲。
He told us about his pursuit.
希望他后面的旅客可以来经历他所经历的。
So that all the pilgrims after him can experience what he also experienced.
我相信他的这罐水可以总结在下面这几句话。
And I trust that his water can be summarized in the following verse.
就是提摩太后书的四章六到八节。
That is in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
六到八节。
Verse 6 and 8. 6 to 8.
提摩太后书四章六到八节。
2 Timothy 4 verse 6 to 8.
这是保罗离世之前。
This is before his departure from the earth.
他说我现在被浇奠我离世的时候到了。
For I am already being poured out as drink offering, and the time of my departure has come.
他的旅程要继续了。
He will continue on with his journey.
他离开这个避难所了。
He will leave this sheltering place.
离开这个水泵。
He will depart from this water pump now.
他说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
He said, I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the course.
所信的道我已经守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day.
下面这一句。
But he follows on.
不但赐给我。
And not only to me.
也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
But also to all who have loved his appearing.
把时间交给赤桥弟兄。
I'll give the following time to Brother Michael.We thank Brother Haibin to pave the way. He said, I will share about resurrection and he shared about death. It is true, it's impossible for us to only share about resurrection and not death or vice versa. This is both aspects of our living.Our Lord did tell us that we need to take up our cross daily and follow after Him. It is not saying, yesterday I have took up my cross, then today I only live in resurrection. But daily we have both aspects in our daily living.
We thank the Lord, I have shared
before.And our Lord has testified Himself.
要那个寻求并照着神心意的生活，是整个四千年人类旧约历史当中只属于大卫的那一个独一无二的特征。
That in the 4,000 years of Old Testament history, there was only one person, David, who had this unique character that he's after God's own heart.
当我们的主道成肉身的时候，他被称为大卫的那一个儿子。
And so when the Lord incarnated as the Son of Man, he's called the seed of David.
所以他那个最大的特征就应该他神心意当中那一位寻求并照着神心意而生活的那个标准人。
That the greatest character of the Lord is that he is the person who's the standard of one who's after God's own heart.
他亲自告诉我们说。
He told us himself,
他不凭自己，的意思行事，说话行事。
That he does not speak or do anything according to himself.
他只说从父那儿所听来的。
He only says what he hears from the Father.
所只做看见父所做的。
And he only does the work that he sees that the Father does.
他凡事要求神的旨意成就。
That he asks in all things he asked the will of the Lord be done.
凡事要让父的心欢喜。
In all things he wants to satisfy the heart of the Father.
甚至他从变化山到克西马尼直到哥哥他。
Even from the Mount of Transfiguration unto the Garden of Gethsemane and to Golgotha.
直到他生命在地上生命的最后一秒钟。
Even to the last second of his life on the earth.
他都是这样行的。
This is the way he lived.
就是他是这样说的。
This is also the way he spoke.
我们也交通过，今天在身在基督耶稣里给我们的救恩。
We also shared that today the salvation we found in Christ Jesus.
他把我们救成一个新的族类。
He has saved us into a new race.
他给了我们这一个生命，是已经胜过了那个一切的权势，并照着神的心意能够生活的生命。
He has given us a life that has already overcome all other powers and principalities that we can live before God according to His will.
这个生命在你我每一个人的里面。
And this life is already in you and in me.
已经讨了父的喜悦。
This life has already satisfied the Father.
已经行了父的旨意。
This life has already accomplished God's will.
好让我们每一个蒙恩得救的儿女。
So that all of us who has been saved.
让我们的生活都是靠着这个生命和及其大能。
That our daily life can be according to this the power and the life.
在地上过一个寻求并照着他心意的那个荣耀的生活。
We can also live this life of glory that is after God's own heart.
让我们不再替自己活。
That we'll no longer live according to ourselves.
为我们那死而复活的主活。
That we can live for Him who died and rose again.
不再凭着自己的意思任意妄为。
No longer live according to our own wills.
那么我们要问一下，我们在每天的二十四个小时当中，
But we have to ask in the 24 hours of each day.
我们的心到底有多长的时间在主的事情上？
How much time do we spend thinking about the things of God?
到底有多长的时间我们是在为他而活？
How much time do we actually live for Him?
有多少时间我们是活在这个新生命这些大能里面？
How much time do we live in the newness of life?
我们要给大家来读三段的圣经。
We'll begin by reading three portions of scriptures.
出埃及记二十八章二十九节。
First in Exodus chapter 28 verse 29.
出埃及记二十八二十九节。
Exodus 28:29.
大家翻到以后，为节省时间，我念一遍。
And we'll just read it together.
亚伦进圣所的时候，要将决断胸牌，就是刻着以色列儿子名字的，戴在胸前，在耶和华面前常作纪念。
And Aaron shall carry the names of the sons of Israel in the breastpiece of judgment over his heart, when he enters into the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually.
我们再看彼得前书二章九节。
Then secondly, First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书二章九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
这是我们去年夏令会所读过的。
And this is a verse that we read during summer conference last year.
大家都很熟悉。
And we all know this very well.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗如奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellency of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
最后我们再读哥林多后书五章十四到十五节。
Secondly, again, we'll read from 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
虽然大家已经读过了，我让大家再读一遍。
Even though we have already read it, we'll read it one more time.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主而活。
For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died, and he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
咱们刚刚读过的出埃及记二十八二十九节里头，
From the verse we just read in Exodus,
告诉我们亚伦进会所侍奉的时候，
It tells us when Aaron enters into the holy place to the most holy place to serve,
他要把 带着以色列刻有以色列人十二个字牌名字的那个胸牌挂在胸前。
He needs to wear this breastpiece that has engraved the names of the 12 sons of Israel.
这句话若照着希伯来原文直接翻译出来，应该是这样子的。
If we translate directly from the original text,
他说亚伦进圣所时，要把胸牌上以色列众子的名字放在心上。在耶和华面前常作纪念。
You will read like this, that when he shall bear upon his heart the names of the sons of Israel as he enter into minister.
我们再读一遍。
And we'll read it again.
亚伦进圣所时，要把胸牌上以色列众子的名字放在心上。
When Aaron enters into the holiest place to minister, he will bear upon his heart the names of the sons of Israel.
所以这个意义是不言而喻的。
And this meaning is very obvious.
一个服侍主的人，
for one who ministers unto God,
一个祭司，
a servant of God, a priest,
是一个常常在神面前把神的事、把神的旨意、把神的见证、把神的儿女放在心上的人。
It should be one who bears upon his heart all the matters of God, the household of God, the testimony of God, and all the children of God.
今天我们那个比亚伦更大的大祭司，
and today we have an even greater high priest than Aaron.
他在父的面前正是这样子的。
And this is how he is like before the Father.
他是把神的旨意、把神的见证、把神的每一个儿女、甚至我们的名字都放在心上，
bears,
带在神的面前的。
He bears upon his heart as he comes before the Father with all the matters of God's house, with the people of house, even all of our names.
启示录第二章、第三章就让我们看见这个。
And Revelation chapter 2 and 3 shows us this.
所以主不但把我们救成了一个全新的族类。
So not only he has rescued us and redeemed us to be a new race.
因为圣经告诉我们说他是那第二个人。
Because the Bible says he is the second man.
因为从他开始一个新的族类。
Because from him there is a new race.
他更要把我们救赎成一个具有君尊祭司的国度。
He also redeems us to be a royal priesthood.
我们每一个人都是具有君尊的祭司。
We are all a royal priesthood.
每一个人都是侍奉主的人。
We are all ministers before the Lord.
每一个人都是要把弟兄子把那个把胸牌放在心上的人。
So we also ought to bear upon our heart this breastpiece.
所以我们很显然神要在我们主耶稣基督的救恩里头。
So very obviously within the salvation of the Lord.
要让我们每一个蒙恩的儿女都成为像大卫、像主耶稣那样寻求并照着心意的人。
He wants all of us, every one of us, to become like David, who are after God's own heart.
来为他执掌他的国度。
So that we can reign in his kingdom.
来侍奉他。
So that we can minister before him.
时时刻刻把神的家、把神的事放在心上。
Moment by moment, we can bear upon our heart the household of God.
因为那属天的怎样，凡属天的都要怎样。
Because just like as is the heavenly, and those, also those who are heavenly.
这次负责弟兄让我们两位弟兄来交通。
And as we are given the burden to share.
主一直没有告诉我到底要给大家交通什么。
For a long time, the Lord didn't tell me what to share.
直到阴历除夕的那天晚上。
Until the day before Chinese New Year.
我只拿起电话只顾跟国内的那个亲戚亲人朋友打电话。
I spent a lot of time talking on the phone to my families and friends in China.
然后呢，把我们小组那个读经预查的事全给忘了。
And I completely forgot about the pre-study for the Bible study.
直到那个时间过了一个半小时了。
Until an hour and a half has passed.
忽然间想起来了。
And suddenly remembered.
已经过了一个半小时了。
It's already too late.
到第二天的时候。
So the second day.
有一个姊妹给我的姊妹打电话。
A sister called my wife.
关心我说是我昨天晚上没有参加预查，是不是家里出了什么事？
She asked about me that I didn't attend the pre-study. Is there anything happened or is everything okay?
当晚上回来，姊妹给我交通这件事的时候，
When I came back at night, my wife told me about it.
主立刻就把我带到了我前两三天之前我刚刚给他交通过的。
And
出埃及记28:29。
The Lord immediately reminded me of Exodus chapter 28, which I just shared with my wife.
主就让我看见。虽然我事后给弟兄们发了 email 来道歉，
The Lord showed me, even though I later on apologized through an email,
但是至少在那一段时间当中，我没有把主的事放在心上。
But during that time, I did not put bear upon my heart the things of the Lord.
然后我们的姊妹跟她的弟兄 确实把主的旨放在心上的。
Yet my sister and her husband has really cared for God's house.
主也借助这件事情，让我知道这就是我要给大家今天要交通的。
And also through this, the Lord showed me that this is what I ought to share.
就是要借助一些榜样的实例，很经个人经一些经历来给大家交通，在主面前过那个寻求并照着神心意的生活。
That through some examples, some real life examples, I can share with you the real characteristics of a life who follows after God's own heart.
把神的心，把神的事，把神的家，把神的儿女放在心上，就是这个特征之一。
And this is one of the characters to bear upon our own heart, the household of God, the matters of God, the children of God.
我们听说过，在一个大风暴的夜晚过后。
And we have already known after that great storm of last year.
我们有弟兄凌晨起来以后想到的第一件事情就是会所情况是怎么样。
One of our brother woke up in the middle of night. The first thing he thought of is the meeting place.
因为他事先已经把会所的那个监视系统接到了家里。
Because he already has a monitor feed of the surveillance system here.
他就立刻看见那个屋顶漏水，那个地毯全部被淹。
So he could see that the roof of our building was leaking and the whole carpet was flooded.
所以可以在第一时间之内采取行动，使会所得以修复。
So at the first time he took action, and so that we can have the church repaired.
教会的聚会得以照常进行。
And our fellowship was not interrupted.
这样的弟兄就是把主的事、把主的家放在心上的人。
And brothers like this are those who are truly bearing upon their heart the matters of God's house.
另外一个特征我要给大家交通的是，景象柔软，不顾脸皮。
And another character is that we need to have a soft neck and that we should not care for our own face.
因为我们的主说话我们的主是说话的主。
And our Lord is a God who speaks.
他甚至会借着我们的失败软弱说话。
He even uses our weakness and our failures to speak to us.
就像这一次借着我的失败和软弱说话一样。
And just like this time he spoke through my weakness.
我们今天活在肉身当中。
Today we live in the flesh.
失败软弱在所难免。
And failures and weaknesses is inevitable.
当然，失败软弱并不是很那更可怕的。
But this is not what is scary.
那更可怕的是，当主指明我们的失败软弱的时候。
What is scary is that when the Lord points out our failures and our weaknesses.
我们依然顽梗到底，死不悔改。
That sometimes we're still stiff-necked. That we do not, we refuse to repent.
所以圣经常常用硬着景象来指出人的悖逆。
So the Lord always, the Bible always used this phrase, stiff-necked people, to describe the rebelliousness.
两个月前我在清晨去上班的路上，然后遇到一个车祸。
A few months ago, I had an accident on the way to work.
那个从对方从后边直接撞上来。
Another car rear-ended me.
我的车trunk被撞进大概有一尺。
My trunk was depressed for over 1 foot.
所以我这个脖子这个腰这几年本来就一直不大好。
And my neck, my back has always been pretty bad these past couple years.
所以大家可以想象一下这会是什么一个结果。
So you can only imagine how much worse it had gotten.
我感谢弟兄姊妹。知道这件事情给我祷告。
So I also want to use this opportunity to thank brothers and sisters who prayed for me.
在过去最近几个礼拜，事情会变得更糟。
But these few weeks, my back and neck has become worse.
也许有些弟兄姊妹已经看到我不对劲了。
And perhaps some of you have taken notice.
这个脖子这样左右扭转的时候不太灵当。
That I can no longer turn my neck to left or right.
还有这个头不能这样扬起来。
And I cannot lift up my chin.
扬起来以后往回一翻，这个地方就咯啦咯啦的响。
If I turn backward, then I can feel my neck crumbling.
有时候是整夜。有时候整夜不能睡觉。
Sometimes you keep me up all night.
然后需要把两个网球给垫在腰底下。
Sometimes I'll even use 2 tennis balls under my back.
大家回去可以试一下，你胸上垫一个，腰上垫一个，你弄个硬板床呢。
And if you sleep on a hard bed and then you have 2 tennis balls under you.
你给他们睡上半个小时、一个小时、两个小时试试。
And I couldn't even sleep for over an hour.
那个。有一次，有一个美国弟兄看见我。
So one time, brother saw me.
他跟我说，他说，我听说我 got a stiff neck. 就是颈项，颈项
僵硬。He said, I heard someone say you got a stiff neck.
我立刻回答说，那是那个用词很好哎。
And I said, well, you used the proper word.
我一方面 我立马给主祷告说，如果我真是有什么顽梗悖逆的地方，求主赦免我。
On one hand, I've been praying to the Lord, if you see any rebellious in me, do forgive me.
也帮助我能够回转。
And help me that I can repent.
另一方面，也从这里从弟兄接受弟兄这句话，我立马写主让我立马明白了。什么这个应什么是应者景象，更深一刻的明白了他的用意。
And when my brother used that word stiff-necked, I truly came to understand what that means.
有人从后头叫你。
If someone's calling you from behind,
或者从旁边叫你。
Or calling you from the side.
你是那个头扭不过来的。
You have a stiff neck, you cannot turn your head.
你就是实在是想扭过来。
Even if you want to turn,
你只有把这个身子这样转过来。
You have to turn your whole body to see.
当然这个。天然的硬着景象跟那个脖子受伤还有点不一样。
And of course, a natural stiff neck is a little different from an injury to your neck.
但是我要说的是，多少的时候主呼召我们悔改。
But what I want to say that how often does the Lord call us to repent?
呼召我们回头。
He calls us to turn around.
但是我们的景象僵硬顽固。
But we have a stiff neck.
不肯回头。
That we're rebellious.
甚至有不少的时候。
Even sometimes.
我们心里知道说我们应该回头。
That in our heart we knew that we should repent.
一些我们私下跟主说，主我要回头。
Even privately we tell the Lord, yes, Lord, I want to repent.
但一来到人的面前
，But when we come before men,
因着虚荣
，Because of pride,
因着怕丢面子
，Because we don't want to lose face,
因着怕失去地位
，We don't want to lose our positions,
因着怕受利益受损
，We do not want to lose our benefits,
因着怕这怕那
，We are feared of this and that.
我们就没有办法回头
，And we're unable to repent.
在这主要让我们顾念上头的事情。
But the Lord asks us to think of the things
above. 不要让我们顾念地上的事，你像我们经说的，直至灭亡。
To not be mindful of the things on the earth.
但是我这个景象让我仰不起头来。
So this stiff neck caused me to not able to look up.
好像我就觉得又像我那个被主医好了18年那个妇人一样。
And I felt like that woman in the Bible who was because of sickness she was bent over for over 18 years.
这个眼目只能盯着地。
And she can only look down.
不能仰望天而生活。
Because she cannot look up, she was bent over double.
但是我们感谢主，那个大卫在大卫的身上的特征之一，就是因着他认识体贴神的心意。
But we thank the Lord, He has given us an example in David that because he is after God's own heart.
当神指出他的软弱失败的时候，他能够立时回到主的面前。
Whenever the Lord points out his weaknesses or his failures.He can immediately turn back to God.
他不管人怎么看他，怎么说他，怎么待他。
It doesn't matter how people look at him or talk about him or treat him.
无论是他的妻子弥迦
whether it's his wife Micah,
无论是他的亲属大哥
or his Joab,
他的密友先知拿单
or his good friend the prophet Nathan,
他的臣仆
or if his subordinates,
他的百姓
or even the people.
他甚至他的仇敌
or even his enemies,
就像示梅、
like Shimei
所以我们就觉得要真正成为一个寻求并照着主旨意而生活的人
So I felt like if we want to be a one who is after God's own heart
我们真首先得是一个不顾脸皮的人
That we need to be one who do not care for our own face
不但大卫是这样的人
Not only David is a person like that
他是不顾脸皮而为神而生活的人
He does not care for his own face
他的那一个儿子我们的主耶稣基督他更是这样子
And our Lord Jesus, his seed, the seed of David is even more so
因为人无论怎么样的羞辱他
Because no matter how the people of the world humiliated him
用手打他用围子打他
They strike him with hand, they beat him with reed
吐唾沫在他脸上
They spat in his hand, in his face
给他戴上荆棘的冠冕穿上紫袍
They give him a crown of thorns and the robe of purple
还激动他说如果你是神的儿子就从上头下来让我们看看我们好信你
They even ridicule saying if you're the son of God then come down from the cross then we'll believe in you
对于这一切他都一概不在意
And he did not care for any of this
他只在意神的旨意要成就
The only thing that matters to him is that the will of the Father be done
他只在意要讨父的欢心
He only wants to satisfy God's heart
想想弟兄姊妹
If you think about it
那最尊贵的受造之主
The most noble God of creation.
受到最卑贱的受造被造受造之人的如此最大的羞辱
Was humiliated by the lowest of men.
创造的主受到人的羞辱
The creator was humiliated by his creation.
那是一个何等的羞辱
What kind of shame he had to bear.
所以难怪希伯来书的作者告诉我们说
So the author of Hebrew tells us.
我们那升入诸天高天尊荣的大祭司，他在肉身当中受过他在肉身当中受过各样的试探。
That he was tempted in all things, this great high priest who is ascended to heaven.
只是没有犯罪。
And yet without sin.
所以他能够体恤我们活在肉身当中的软弱。
Therefore he can sympathize with all of our weaknesses.
我们在父面为我们在父面前祈求。
And then he intercedes for us before the Father.
所以我们今天有这样的权利。
So today we have such a right.
无论何时何地。
We have this privilege.
无论我们的光景怎么样。
No matter in what condition, no matter wherever and whenever.
我们都可以随时的回转归向他。
That we can always turn back and repent to him.
只管坦然无忌来到施恩的宝座，施恩的座前。
We just need to come before the throne of grace without fear.
为要得连续蒙恩恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Receive grace and mercy and help in time of need.
所以使徒彼得、使徒约翰告诉我们说。
So Apostle Paul, John tells us.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必赦免我们的罪。
If we confess our sins, the Lord is righteous and just. He will forgive our sins.
按照洗净我们一切的不义。
And he will cleanse all of our unrighteousness.
他能够化咒诅成祝福。
He's able to turn a cursing into a blessing.
他能够使软弱变成刚强。
He's able to turn our weakness into strength.
征战显出勇敢，打败外邦的全军。
And to be mighty in war, to overcome all the foreign armies.
只要我们及时悔改。
And as long as we quickly repent.
另一个大要交通特征是没有自己。
And another character I want to share is that there is we deny ourselves.
要成为主心意而活的人，是一个没有自己、不为自己而活。只为主而活的人。
Those who live after his own heart are those who are not living for themselves.
所以我们保罗就说过，他因着基督的爱激励我们，所以我们就不能再为自己活而活，为我们死而复活的主活。
Therefore, the verse that we just read, Paul says, because the love of God constrains us, we no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again on our behalf.
神要我们这样为他生活，他也提供了为这过这样的生活所需要的一切。
The Lord commands us to live in such a way, and he also has made every provision so that we can live in such a way.
就是那个新的复活的生命，这些大能。
That is the new resurrected life and the power of this life.
但问题常常是这样子的。
But our problem often is
我们的生活和侍奉是靠着这个新的生命的，靠着这个新的生命，这些大能。还是靠着我们天然的生命和能力。
Are we living and serving according to the power from this new resurrected life, or are we living according to our own natural strength?
是在这个新生命里，还是在我们自己的里面
？Are we living in this new life, newness of life, or are we still in ourselves?
在基督里，还是在亚当里
？Are we in Christ, or are we still in Adam?
是照着神的意思，还是照着我们自己的意思
？Are we living according to God's will or according to our own?
是寻求主的事，还是寻求自己的事
？Are we seeking after the things of God or seeking after our
own
benefit?
是为着主，还是为着我们自己
？Are we for the Lord? Are we for ourselves?
是归于主，还是归于我们自己
？Are we given unto the Lord or
for
ourselves?
保罗说他别人都求自己的事，并不求基督耶稣的事。
And Paul says they all seek after their own interests and not of Christ Jesus.
但他却体贴基督耶稣的心肠。
But Paul himself cares for the heart and mind of Christ.
我们每天的生活是不是像保罗那样体贴主耶稣基督的心肠
？So are we like Paul who longs after the heart of Christ?
我们原先在佛罗里达时候，我们小区里头有一家邻居。
And before when I was in Florida, I had a neighbor in the neighborhood.
这个先生讲话比较幽默一点。
And the husband was kind of humorous.
那个太太后都成了我们的姊妹。
Later on, the wife became a sister in Christ.
所以有时候他们就来我们家参加我们家的聚会跟聚餐。
So sometimes both of them will come to our house for dinner and for sometimes fellowship.
有一次那个姊妹跟我们讲起一段他们夫妻之间的一个有趣的对话。
So one time this wife told us a story of a funny conversation between them.
那个姊妹呢想用圣经的话来告诉先生他应该爱他。
This wife wants to tell her husband that using the word of the Bible that he ought to love her.
那姊妹就说了说圣经说啊我是你的身体所以你要爱我。
So she told him the Bible tells us that I am your body so you ought to love me.
那先生说啊我恨我的身体。
But the husband replied saying oh, I don't even like my own body.
那个 hate.
Oh I hate my body.
那姊妹接着又说了圣经还说啊，我是你的一个肋骨， 所以你要爱我。
And then the sister says, well, the Bible says, I am your rib bone, so you ought to love me.
先生怎么回答?
What did the husband say?
他说那是一根贱骨头。
He said, oh, that's a bad bone.
Cheap bone.
It's a cheap bone. Cheap bone.
是不是这样? 我不知道怎么翻译。 当然这只是夫妻之间的打趣的对话。
Of course, this is just a funny conversation or joking conversation between husband and wife.
我们不必为这句话认真。
We don't have to take it too seriously.
当然我要说的是什么呢?
But what I want to say is,
因为像先生说的这些话我们大概不多能听到。
Because even though we don't always hear responses or harsh responses like this husband,
我看看我们这些都结了婚的这些弟兄姊妹，有多少人听这个姊妹讲的话，大家觉得熟悉呢？
But how many of us have heard the conversation from the wife? We think it's very familiar.
也许我们这些特别是像那个大男子主义的中国男人，不知道怎么样爱我们的姊妹。
Perhaps for more traditional Chinese men who are more macho, that we don't know how to say I love you to our wives.
所以呢，必须迫使我们的姊妹另一半来强迫我们说爱他。
So sometimes they will have to even force us to say that we love them.
而圣经让我们看见。
But the Bible tells us.
爱是不讲条件，也没有条件的。
Love is without conditions.
爱不是索取，而是给予。
Love is not taking, but to give, but is giving.
不是求自己的益处，而是求对方的益处。
Love does not seek its own, but seek the benefit of others.
爱是脱离自己，脱离自我中心，是没有自己。
Love is not self-centered. It has no self.
那根出于我们天然堕落生命的骨头。
And this, we have this nature that is within our bones.
那跟自我中心，只求自己意识，自照自己意思，自为自己而活的骨头。
That self-centeredness, that heart that always seek after our own, that's all the way in our bones.
真是一根贱骨头。
That truly is a cheap, a bad bone.
绝无尊贵可言。
And there is no nobility in it.
那个身体真是可恶，毫无可爱之处。
And that body of ours, there is nothing lovable.
愿主能够救我们脱离自己。
May the Lord truly rescue us out of our flesh.
用那神圣的爱来爱他的家，来爱他的那个，
so that we can love his household, love his people with a holy love.
你知道我们的姊妹何淑文教授就是这样子的。
We know that our sister Barbara is like, Margaret Barbara is like this.
因为她为自己一无所求。
Because she asked nothing for herself.
她为了主却要求万有。
But she asked all things for Christ.
我给大家交通的最后一个点，最后一个特征，也许还有很大的特征，我只还有一个特征给大家交通。
And last character that I'll share with you,
就是时刻活在主的面前。
It is someone who is constantly living before God's presence.
这是一个寻求并照着神主的心意而活的人的一个特征。
And this is a character for those who are living after God's own heart.
我们新友弟兄已经给大家把 Lady Paul's Court这个简历给大家讲了一点了，
Brother has already gave you a little biography of Lady Paul's Court, who wrote the hymn that we just sang.
她不但在同一年之内失去了丈夫跟女儿。
Not only in 1 year she lost both her husband and her daughter.
她这些没有让她趴下。
And which did not, this sorrow did not strike her down.
然而却让他能够更加信靠他的主。
We rather caused her to be more reliant upon the Lord.
他全力地资助了普利茅斯弟兄运动。
She used all her wealth to support the Plymouth Brethren movement.
并打开了他那美丽的 Powers Court 庄园 Powers Court Estate.
That she opened up her beautiful Powers Court Estate.
让弟兄运动的那些领袖们在他们家聚集。
So the brethren can gather in her house to study the Bible and to prepare together. So many of the light that we read in the Bible came from that time. Especially a lot of the truth in the Revelation. And then she fell in love with Brother John Darby. And they were engaged to each other.
但是最终是还是因着那些弟兄们的感觉，顾及到弟兄们的感觉，也为了主的工作，因为达米整天要骑着马到处去讲道。
But eventually, because they cared for the feeling of other brothers and sisters, and also because the need of their work,
他们放弃了他们的姻缘。
They gave up their marriage.
我们的姊妹的生活是如此的属天。
Our sister lived such a heavenly life.
以至于契伯门弟兄 Robert Chapman 弟兄他这样说
Even this brother Robert Chapman said
他说他从来没有见过一个人的生活是如此的属天他说我们的姊妹的脚是不曾踏过地的
He said I have never seen a person who lived a life in the heavenly place such as our lady Powers Court I have never even seen her feet touching the earth
大家知道我们的弟兄 Robert Chapman 是怎么样一个 属天的自己是一个属天的人
And you might know how this brother Robert Chapman is a heavenly man himself
斯布珍称他是他所见过的最敬虔的人
Spurgeon calls him the most pious man he has met
他被称为弟兄运动当中的爱的使徒
And he was called the apostle of love in the brethren movement
他的名声远扬
And he was well renowned.
有人想从国外，从国外想给他寄一封信，不知道他的地址。
One time there is a person who wanted to write to him from outside the country, but did not know his address.
就给他写英国爱的使徒契伯门。
So he just wrote Robert Chapman, the Apostle of Love, England.
然后呢，信就落到了我们弟兄的手中。
And amazingly, that letter got to our brother.
这样的弟兄来评价我们的那个Power Score 的姊妹。
For such a brother to comment on Lady Power's Court.
大家知道我们的姊妹的生活是何等的属天。
And you see how she lived a heavenly life.
弟兄交通到他最后这一年36岁的时候，他因着他的身体，而且一种心灵没有给达米弟兄最终没有结婚，他的心灵也受到很大的那个伤痛。
Our brother just shared how when she was 36 years old, in the last year of her life, because of her health was in great pain, and also her heart was in great sorrows because they were unable to marry John Darby.
在这些极大的痛苦当中，他写下了我们刚刚唱的这首美丽的诗歌。
In all these afflictions, she wrote this beautiful hymn.
他羡慕每一刻都活在主自己面前。
That she longs every moment to live in the presence of God.
照主的心意而生活。
To live according to God's heart.
这实在是一个荣耀的生活。
And this is such a life of glory.
是一个在神面前最有价值的生活。
And this is a life that is most valuable before God.
即便是在痛苦当中。
Even though she was in sorrows.
甚至仰不起头来。
Even if she could not lift her head.
愿我们姊妹的爱慕也成为我们的爱慕。
So may her desire also be our longing.
也让我们能够像她那样。
That we can also be like her.
从晚上到早晨。从早晨到晚上。
From evening to morning, from morning to evening.
主耶稣是我们唯一的世界。
That our Lord be our only world.
每一刻每一天都照主的心意活在他自己的面前。
Moment and daily we can live before his presence according to his heart.
不许可我们的心快乐。若我们在爱慕在感觉或思想没有主的事物。
That for, for anything that we desire, that we will have the Lord in our heart.
愿主能够早日把我们做成这样的人。
May the Lord build us up into people like that.
让我们的个人跟团体都在主面前过这样照着主心意的荣耀生活。
So individually and corporately, we can live such a glorious life before the Lord.
还有是基督身体的见证在我们中间被建立、被彰显。
That the testimony of Christ and the testimony of his body can be built up and magnified among us.
来见证基督是我们个人的头，也是教会全体的头。
That we can testify that Christ is our head individually and he is our head corporately.
他更是万有之主。
He is also the Lord of all.
是神的心得到满足。
That the heart of God can be satisfied.
愿主恩待着我们，让我们进入并过这样的生活。
May the Lord have mercy on us that we can live and enter into such a life.
我们一点祷告。
Let us end, close by prayer.
主，我们实在是要把这些话仰望在你的手中。
Lord, truly we look up into your hands all these words.
人的话虽有残缺之处，你来补全。
Lord, may you fill up all the lacking.
但我们要说，主，愿你带我们进入像我们姊妹这样的生活。
But we ask that you may lead us into such a life as Lady Power's Court.
每一天从早晨到晚上，从晚上到早晨。
From morning to evening, from evening to morning.
让我们照着你的心意活在你自己的面前。
According to your will, we can live in your presence.
主，愿你实在是成就你自己的心愿在我们当中。
Lord, may you truly fulfill your purpose among us.
我们把弟兄姊妹、把教会仰望在你自己的手中。
Lord, we give our church and ourselves into you.
愿你在我们中间做成你定义要做成的事情。
Lord, may you accomplish what you have already planned.
好让你的荣耀得到称赞。
So that your glory can be praised.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In your precious name we pray.
Amen.